Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space engineering next with good news. Astra. Astra is a private enterprise. This is commercial space. What's it done, Bob? What's the achievement?
Astra has become the third small sat commercial rocket company to successfully put a satellite into orbit. This past week, it completed a launch of a dummy payload into low Earth orbit, and so this is the first success after four tries. They now join Rocket Lab and Virgin Orbit as the three operational small sat rocket companies. I should point out that Astra's stock boomed after this, rose like 36%. They now are in a position to start launching satellites commercially. They even have proposed for themselves their own 13,000 satellite internet constellation. They now have a rocket that can do it. The launch itself was significant in that it continues to move this year into probably the most successful rocket year in rocketry in the history of the world. And we'll see how that plays out in the next few months. But the number of launches this year is gigantic. And once again, to have three now commercial companies launching small sats independent of each other is quite an achievement.
Astra's a private company. It has a site that's easy to consider. And its launch facilities, in fact, the whole thing, Bob, it kind of looks like Hardy Boys. You know,
The way they've designed this is it's all very simple. They put it on shipping containers that either can be launched, that can either be shipped by truck, ordinary trucks, or quickly by boat, or by plane. But either way, it's ordinary shipping containers. Everything fits in the shipping container, including the rocket. And so it's very easy to ship to whatever launch site. And their mission control was not in Kodiak, Alaska, where they launched. The mission control was down in Alameda, California. They've designed this to be as simple as possible and to be able to launch frequently. And so their goal is to be able to launch one a day. And it's going to take a while to work themselves up to that. And there's a lot of promises along those lines, like Rocket Lab has promised this. But I will tell you that there's no reason why sooner or later some of these companies are not going to start achieving that rate.
And they can launch from anywhere on the planet, right, Bob? This
pretty much.
They can go tropical. They can launch from the equator as well as from the higher altitudes.
All they need is a concrete pad. That's really all they need, and of course the proper permits for launching at any particular site. But they can just go wherever there's a concrete pad that has permission to launch a rocket, and they can put it there and launch. And so they launched from Kodiak because it was a polar orbit, and so therefore it was better to launch there at a high latitude. But if they were going to do a equatorial launch, they could do the same thing the same way.
Are they regulated the way SpaceX is regulated? They have to submit a launch plan, and they have to do environmental studies of the site, all of that?
No. That's a different situation. They don't have a launch pad operations like SpaceX or Boca Chica. They just simply the Kodiak site was the one that had to have its own assessments and so forth, and they've taken care of that. So any rocket company that wants to launch out of Kodiak just comes and launches out of Kodiak. The government has no say on what this private company does in this case. Once they have a launch pad that's got the permits and this and passed muster with the government in terms of a launch site, they launch there.
More success. This is Sierra Space, and this time it's entirely about commercial enterprise. In fact, the investor class showing up. What is Sierra Space, Bob?
Sierra Space is the space subsidy of Sierra Nevada. A few years ago, Sierra Nevada broke off its space operations from the main company and created Sierra Space. So Sierra Space is the one that's developing Dream Chaser. It's also developing its own inflatable space station, which it wants to team up with Blue Origin on their Orbital Reef commercial space station concept. And so they're there, and they're they're building stuff. And so they put out, they did a funding round to get investment capital. And this is astonishing. They raised $1.4 billion in investment capital. That's not million, that's billion. $1.4 billion in investment capital to help finance both the development of Dream Chaser and their life space station, and which will, of course, help develop the orbital reef commercial station that they're going to be part of with Blue Origin, Boeing, and Redwire. And so that the investment community was willing to pour that much money into this company tells me several things. One, even though Dream Chaser has been very slow in development, that investor class must have checked out where things stood, and they must have been satisfied that development is proceeding as planned. So we should see Dream Chaser launch relatively soon, hopefully with success. And meanwhile, they're building a space station, and they've got the cash to do it, John.
Now we go to another commercial enterprise, NanoRacks. What is that, Bob?
Well, NanoRacks is a company that for years has acted as a dispatcher for commercial operations on ISS. They provide the racks for commercial projects and put them up on ISS. But they've been trying to do a lot of other things, including their own space station, by the way, modules. But they signed a deal with a company called Maritime Launch Services, which is a Canadian company that manages a proposed spaceport in Nova Scotia. And the way this spaceport is functioning is that Maritime Launch Service, the Canadian company, has partnered with Ukrainian companies that build the Cyclone 4M rocket. And so when you want to launch out of this spaceport, they not only give you the spaceport, but they provide you the rocket. And so NanoRacks has signed a deal to be the first customer for the spaceport in Nova Scotia, and it'll be using the Ukrainian Cyclone 4M rocket launching out of Canada. And this just is another launch pad that's kind of coming into the future, John. They're all over the place. They're like groundhogs. They put whack-a-mole. They're all over the place.
So we have an American company dealing with Canada and Ukraine at the same time.
Yes, exactly right.
And they're going to use Spaceport Nova Scotia when it's not snowing.
Yes, that's right. Or even when it is snowing.
Even when it is snowing. Finally, a minute left, Bob. Bezos is in the courts again. Is he successful?
No, he lost his court case. The court, though, released its detailed analysis of why his suit against NASA and Starship made no sense. And they basically said it failed on all counts. It was a weak submission. It didn't make any sense. That hasn't stopped Jeff Bezos. Not only is he giving big donations to Democratic buddies, but he's gotten Schumer to stick in a $10 billion subsidy in a military budget for his lunar lander project, a project that NASA doesn't want and Bezos doesn't need the money to build.
We're developing a plot here. Billion, billion versus billion, billion. Bezos and Musk. Behind the Black with Bob Zimmerman. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.